Czech Republic has offered to rent 14 Czech-made combat aircraft to the Hungarian military. The new Czech government is planning to link increases in old-age pensions to inflation alone. And security firm ABL has threatened to sue the leader of the Social Democrats over comments he made about the company. The Czech Republic has offered to rent 14 Czech-made Aero L-159 combat aircraft to Hungary's military. The Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas put the proposal to his Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orbán at a meeting on the sidelines of a Visegrad 4 conference in Budapest on Tuesday. The Czech and Hungarian defence ministries will now hold talks on a possible deal. A number of other countries have expressed interest in the fighter planes, but to date the Czech Air Force is the sole operator. The firm Aero Vodochody produced 72 L-159s for the Czech military. It only uses 24 of them. The rest are in storage in hangars. The new Czech government is planning to link increases in old-age pensions to inflation alone from 2012, Hospodářské noviny reported. The move would mean pensions grew at a slower pace and would save the state 5.5 billion crowns a year, the newspaper said. Currently, pension rises are calculated according to both inflation and growth in real wages. The Minister for Social Affairs, Jaromír Drábek, said the government planned to introduce the change as part of broader reform of the pension system. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said tying pension growth to inflation alone should be brought in gradually over several years. The security firm ABL says it will sue Social Democrats leader Bohuslav Sobotka if he doesn't either apologise for comments he made about the company or prove their veracity. Mr. Sobotka called on the Prime Minister to intervene over alleged ties between ABL and several ministries and warned of possible corruption and conflict of interest. The firm was previously owned by Vít Bárta, who is Transport Minister for Public Affairs, a party that received his strong financial backing. Education Minister Jozef Dobeš of Public Affairs is a former ABL employee, as are Deputy Ministers of Transport, Education and the Interior. An ABL representative said on Tuesday that its former employees, who are now in government posts, no longer had ties to the firm. For his part, Mr. Sobotka said he had no intention of retracting his statements. The State Attorney's Office has shelved the case of a Czech soldier who wore a Nazi symbol while on a foreign mission, Czech television reported. Jan Čermák was dismissed from the Czech army after newspaper reports that he wore the logo of the SS on his helmet while on duty in Afghanistan. Another soldier was drummed out for a similar offence. The state attorney said Čermák had committed a crime, but said his demotion, dismissal and loss of benefits were sufficient punishment. The weather quickly, it should be mainly sunny in the coming days with temperatures of up to 34 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.